It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Once again, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. We'll get into our story in a minute, but right now here's a homey little scene at the McGee's.
Hey, Molly, what's a 15-letter word meaning friend?
15-letter word? Heavenly days, McGee. What do you think I am, a 24-volume encyclopedia?
Okay, if you can't answer it, kiddo, I'll figure it out for myself.
Hey, just a minute, McGee. Could it be two words like prudential agent? He's certainly a good friend of ours.
Let me see. Prudential. Say, you got something there. Of course it's prudential agent. Isn't he just about the friendliest guy we know?
He sure is.
You know, he's one man who's happiest when he's busy helping other people plan a more secure future for their family, when he's showing you how to get the most for your life insurance dollar. Yes, and how you can make all those wonderful retirement dreams come true. Of course, he's also Johnny on the spot if any real trouble comes your way. Among the first to bring you the kind of help you need when you need it most.
Take our advice, friends, and get in touch with your prudential agent tomorrow. Come what may, you'll find him one of the best friends your family ever had.
Every once in a blue moon or so, Mr. McGee gets into a special kind of a mood. It's a mood that Mrs. McGee is describing to a friend on the phone right now.
Yes, Mabel, he's in his surprise mood again, working on a big surprise for me today.
Oh, criminy, you poor kid. Mort does that to me every now and then. Don't you just shudder when they start?
Well, frankly, I'd turn as cold as a mackerel all over. What can you do about it, though?
Well, I don't know, but if you find out, tell me. Where's this big surprise taking place this time?
In the kitchen. He made me promise to stay out of the kitchen till he's all finished, and he's been out there an hour.
Oh, murder, you're in trouble, kid. He probably decided to move the sink upstairs for you so you can wash the dinner dishes after you go to bed.
No, it's nothing that drastic, Mabel. I know he's not moving the sink because he doesn't have his pipe wrench. Can't move a sink without a pipe wrench.
Can't you get any idea what he's doing by listening at the door? What kind of noise is he making?
Hey, Molly.
Sort of a hey, Molly noise, mostly. Wait a minute, Mabel. Yes, McGee?
Have you seen my pipe wrench, the big Stilson? I gotta have my pipe wrench.
It's down in the basement.
Okay, don't come out here. I'll go get it.
You hear that, Mabel? Every few minutes he sticks his head out the door and... Yipe! The pipe wrench! Maybe he is going... Oh, I'll talk to you later, Mabel. McGee! Oh, McGee!
Yeah, what you want, kiddo?
What are you going to do with the pipe wrench? What kind of a job is this?
I'm not giving out any hints, Tootsie. This surprise I've got for you is just a little something you've needed for a long time. Something that I've...
Yeah, but the wrench. What are you going to do with the pipe wrench?
Well, I've been measuring things and sizing the job up so I can get it done perfect, and I'm hungry. And I can't get the dad-ratted lid off of them bread and butter pickles you put up.
Oh, is that all? Well, bring the jar in here and I'll do it.
I better wait and see who this is. I could sit down and relax a minute anyhow. Come in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hi, Wimp. What's with you, boy? Anything new?
Well, yes. I just came from court.
Court?
I was a witness in the case of the City of Wistful Vista versus her.
Her? You mean?
Yes. Sweetie Face, my big old wife.
Oh, dear. Was she in some trouble?
Oh, it happened about 3 weeks ago, Mrs. McGee. Traffic problem. Sweetie Face was double parked downtown next to a mailbox with her front wheels blocking the fire department driveway.
Uh-oh.
And this mounted policeman came riding up on his horse and, well, they had rather a heated discussion about it.
I should think so.
Well, how'd it turn out?
Well, he must have gotten pretty sassy, I guess, because Sweetie Face finally settled the whole argument by just picking the mounted policeman up and tossing him into the back of a passing garbage truck.
Oh, wow.
Heavenly days, right in the garbage truck, huh?
Yes. Horse and all, of course.
Oh.
Boy, I'd like to have saw that.
It was a very impressive sight, believe me.
Well, how did her trial turn out, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, not well at all, Mrs. McGee. In spite of all my testimony and everything, the judge sentenced her to 10 days in the pokey.
My gosh, 10 days?
Oh, dear.
I was terribly upset about it.
Of course you were.
I thought she'd draw 30 days at least for that. But 10 days is a nice rest, and I need it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. I'll bet he does need a rest. That poor guy's got more lumps than a bowl of drugstore gravy. Well, I better get back to work in that kitchen.
Now, please be careful out there, will you?
Oh, sure. You know me, kiddo.
That's what I say. Be careful.
Now, let me see. I'll need a pencil and paper to jot down the figures on, a yardstick to take some measurements.
Measurements?
As a matter of fact, I don't want the measurements in yards at that. I got to have it in feet. Have we got a footstick anyplace?
No, I don't recall seeing a footstick around, but why don't you take the yardstick?
Sure, I can use a yardstick, of course. I got my saw out there in the kitchen. All I got to do is cut the yardstick in three and measure it in feet that way.
You're smart.
I wonder where that yardstick is. I had it last. Oh, I know where it is. It's right here in the hall closet.
No, McGee, don't open it now.
What do you know? There's Phil Leslie laying there. Oh, and here's a ruler, 1 foot long.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Hurry up and wait. Does that sound familiar? A lot of veterans used to complain about this standard operating procedure when they were in the armed forces. But civilians seem to hurry up and wait in traffic as a natural habit. You know, and I know, that you can only travel so fast in city traffic and no faster. And yet you'll find hurry bugs who speed away from a traffic light and then skid to a stop at the next corner. You can save your temper and nervous system if you ease gently along with the traffic. You'll save money, too, by using less gas. Most of the time, you actually save time by avoiding the constant stop and go, and you increase your chances of staying alive when you drive. Do your part in helping to fight disaster on our streets and highways by accepting your responsibilities as a driver. Drive with courtesy and caution, and at all times, drive as though your life depends on it. Because it does.
Next thing is to dump my nails and stuff out here on the sink so I can pick out what I need, I guess. So I gotta go through these nails and throw out the bent ones one of these days.
McGee!
Don't come out here, Tootsie!
How are you getting along?
Fine, fine. You relax now. She's so anxious to see what this surprise is. I don't blame her. Boy, the time and the trouble and all the unnecessary work this is going to save her. Now, let me see now. 37 inches from the stove to the corner wall. Mm-hmm. I ought to make them about, 4 feet high. That's it, about as high as the stove. Dad, that hammer handle is loose. Better get my scout axe out of the buffet and beat this hammer handle tight before I... Hey, Molly, would you get my scout axe out of the buffet drawer?
Scout axe? What are you doing, little beaver, chopping down the kitchen?
Well, 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 if it ain't the medical world's gift to the mortuary business. Hi, Bell Bottom.
What's this big surprise you're working on in the kitchen, Sonny? Building a chute from your bed to the table so you can get down to breakfast faster?
He won't tell me what he's doing, Doctor, but I don't think that's it. He's held the world speed record for getting down to breakfast for years.
Yep.
When I holler, McGee, come and get it. That pause between the McGee and coming is where he asked for his second stack of hotcakes.
Well, I've eaten your hotcakes, my dear, and I don't blame him.
I'll say you've ate her hotcakes. Oh, brother.
Not ate, McGee. Eaten is the word.
We're both wrong, kiddo. Inhaled is the word for him with hotcakes.
Now, don't be like...
Any other kind of food, for that matter. Boy, he tears into a T-bone steak like the finance company was coming to take his teeth back any minute.
Look, Slabo, I'd like to deliver a few hundred words on your table manners, too. But it's hardly a subject to mention in front of a lady.
Thank you, Doctor.
And besides, I got to get back to the kitchen anyhow, Fatso. I got work to do.
I'll leave you some iodine, Molly, for when he smashes his finger with the hammer and a couple of bandages.
What do you mean, smashes his finger with the hammer, you big tub?
Now, McGee.
Don't you always?
No, I don't always. Just because you're so ham-handed, you can't swing that rubber mallet of yours at a patient's kneecap without knocking his glasses off. Don't think I can't use a hammer.
I'll leave the iodine, Molly. Whichever finger he smashes, soak it in cold water first.
Then... you go boil your head. I'll have your surprise finished pretty soon, Molly.
Good.
And as for you, Doctor, good day. Oh, my finger. Oh, that rabbit door.
McGee, what is it? What happened?
Oh, nothing, Molly. It didn't hurt. Make that Doc Gamble go home, the big trouble causer. give this baby one more turn. And one more. Ah, that's got it. Ah, boy, it turned out swell. All nice and even. Good and sturdy. Ah, that's good. Now to bring my little wife out here.
McGee, how are you getting along? I'm dying with curiosity, sweetheart.
Well, I'll just save your life right now because it's all done.
Oh, wonderful. Well, what is it? What's my surprise?
You'll see, baby, you'll see. Gee, I hope you like it.
I'll love it. I know I will. But what is it?
You just close your eyes and I'll lead you in the kitchen.
Okay, they're closed.
There, no peeking now. Hold my arm. That's it. I'll lead you over in front of the stove.
Okay, are we there yet?
I'll tell you when to open. You know, I've been thinking about how hard you work around this kitchen, Molly.
Oh, I don't mind.
For instance, I noticed lately that every time you use a potholder at the stove, you have to walk all the way over to the sink to lay that potholder down. That must make your legs tired.
Oh, I never noticed.
Okay, so you open your eyes and tell me what you see. Right there on the wall, right next to the stove.
Hmm? Where? Oh, McGee, three little bitty hooks.
Yeah, nice and handy.
To hang my potholders on.
Yeah.
And you put them up all by yourself.
Sure. You like them? They're white, you see. I got white ones to match the stove, and they're just the right height from the floor, so you don't have to stoop over to hang up your potholders.
Oh, my thoughtful, talented husband.
I thought you'd like them.
Three little bitty hooks to hang my potholders on.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Each weekday afternoon, you're invited into the lives and homes of some of America's most beloved friends on NBC. I'm talking about Stella Dallas, young Widder Brown, Lorenzo Jones, and just plain Bill. You'll share their lives, their loves, their heartbreak or happiness in every warm and human episode. Your heart will go out to Stella Dallas as she comes in conflict with mother love and sacrifice. You'll hear how Ellen Brown bravely fights vicious threats and ugly gossip about her personal life on Young Widder Brown. Lorenzo Jones is confronted with a problem of married life and a career. And just plain Bill Davidson, the small-town barber, uses his wisdom and kindliness to help his friends and neighbors. For dramatic afternoon entertainment with touches of humor, be sure to listen to Stella Dallas, Young Widder Brown, Lorenzo Jones, and Just Plain Bill, heard each weekday on NBC Radio. And just a reminder that Fibber, McGee, and Molly will be heard mornings and evenings starting Monday.
Hey, you know another thing these hooks are good for, kiddo? Dish towels. Look, dish towels hang there fine, see?
Good. Very, very useful.
Yeah, don't hang skillets on them, though. I hung iron skillets on two of them a while ago, and they pulled the hooks right out of the wall.
Oh, dear.
You think one hook's enough for your potholders? I had three, you know, but the skillets pulled two of them out. You think one's enough, or should I go ahead
don't
and...
Don't you fret. One is plenty.
Mm-hmm.
You just sit down there and rest. You're a good kid.
Well, so are you. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Mary Jane Croft as Mabel Toots. Now, here's a special announcement for our listeners. Beginning next Monday, June 27th, Fibber, McGee, and Molly will be heard Mondays through Fridays, both mornings and evenings on most of these stations. See your local program log for the time and join us Monday. Join the great Gildersleeve and his friends on the NBC Radio Network tonight.